Welcome back to our podcast. We are Stylist City Diaries.
And it's a podcast brought to you by your favourite cousins, Prinny Ray.
And Amber Lowe.
Yes. I prefer yes to woo.
Yeah.
Woo is a bit childish.
Like, woo! Scary.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
But woo comes out naturally. Like, it just like automatically, my mum's like, woo.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
A little bit. What are you saying, girl? What are you saying, chick?
What am I saying? What am I saying? What am I saying?
What are you saying? How was your bank holly?
Yeah, bank holly was lovely. You know, just chilled, relaxed. You know, a well-deserved chill out. Even though I feel like I needed like a week, maybe. Mm.
I just feel like an extra day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Mine was, you know, obviously I said, oh, yeah, I'm going to be dipping and doing.
Oh, yeah, was you?
Doing some hot. No.
No?
Where did I go? I was at home. Most of the time, I think I went out one day. I went to the park. That was the beginning of the fucking end. Because now my hay fever.
Oh, the hay fever's been a mad thing.
Yeah, my eyes are all like.
My eyes are slanted,
watering. My
I'm
nose.
I'm sneezing.
I'm actually coughing as well. Because you know when it gets all in the throat.
Bear dry up,
So funny. Do you want to hear a crazy story? It's not even crazy. It's like COVID crazy stories. It's like so boring. I went to the bank today and I don't know, I keep forgetting my mask every time
I leave
the house.
I'm like, fuck it.
So I was there, you know, in the queue. I pushed through the queue, to be honest. I was like, just at the front. And the lady's like, yeah, what do you want to do? I was like, yeah, just want to, you know, go to the counter. She's like, do you have a mask? I was like, no. She was like, are you exempt? I was like, I can't breathe. Like, you can hear it in my voice. It's like, I was like, I can't breathe. She was like, okay, just hand sanitize. But that's going to be my thing. I'm just going to be like, I can't breathe.
Yeah, no, but like, I can't breathe with those things on. You know me, unfit. I walk 2 minutes fast and I'm like.
It's really difficult. I think it's low key, because you did say this, like something about it might affect like, I don't know, your breathing long term. Did you tell me that?
Yeah, no, I said it affects your skin because you're not getting in enough oxygen into your body, which is why we're getting spots, because like it's congestion.
Right, I'm just going to add another layer to the diagnostics and say that I think it's going to affect your breathing.
No, I think so 100%, because
you're not breathing in real air.
Yeah, when I walk with it on and then I take it off, I'm like, oh, wow, like fresh air, like that's quite nice.
Do I sound really, I sound congested, innit?
Slightly, you're like what I sounded like last week, but not as nasally. I was really nasally last week. You're just a bit like,
I'm a bit burned.
Yeah,
you know, but sometimes that's a bit sexy.
That young husk.
Be like, hey, like, I just had a long day.
You're gonna be like, what the hell is this dry pigeon?
Whenever I have a dry, like a sore throat, that's when I get in my voice note bag.
What'd you say? Send that again, rude boy.
It's actually, I don't really like to text, you know. Like, I'm just a voice note kind of girl. Do you know what I mean? Childish, fucking childish.
Guys, I've got some really good news.
Ooh, do I know?
It is just the most stunning news I got.
I'm excited.
Over the weekend. And I think everyone else is going to be really, really happy about this as well.
I'm actually really scared. I don't know what it is.
So if you remember, when I say a few episodes ago, I don't remember. It could have been like 3, could have been like 10 episodes ago. But a couple of episodes ago, I spoke about a TikTok video. Guys, I don't know if you remember. Actually,
a lot of episodes ago,
in January, because that's when I received. So it was about 2 months ago.
Oh, God.
And it was a TikTok, guys. You remember that Prinny made?
Corvette.
Hubba madda motherfucking jet, like jet. And I was like, you have to post this. So I get a text the other day. And she's like, I've done it. Fuck them all, I've done it.
Yeah, I was
like,
it's official.
She's only gone and posted it to her TikTok. So go and find Prinny on TikTok.
Prinny underscore Ray.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It's an underscore because someone stole my identity.
Oh my God, Prinny underscore Ray. I thought you were trying to give us false names, bro.
Mate, you know what? I did panic, sorry. I'm just like, oh God. Why? You know TikTok is like, can you relax?
That
like, when I open the app, it's like you're on my neck. Yeah, it's Prinny underscore Ray. You know what? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Sorry. I was like, where did that sound come from? I couldn't hear it from the... Anyways, back to the point. Prinny has posted her Corvette video. Go and check it out. Prinny on School Ray on TikTok.
Be gone,
no, it's not gone. And I waited to share this information. And I'm just the happiest person alive. This video makes me so happy. If I'm ever sad in the dumps and I'm crying, this is what I watch to bring me back.
When I'm crying.
When I'm crying.
You know what? I was... So obviously, follow us on TikTok.
Oh, we are on TikTok
Prinny
too.
X Amber. So I'm like, I'm a little kid. When it comes to new things, I get really into it.
Oh my God, literally.
So right now, I'm in TikTok. Yeah. I'm with all my stories. Like, yeah, when I was on TikTok, I went to go and get vitamin B12 because a TikTok doctor told me that I needed it. Like, that's where I'm at. I'm inside TikTok. And so I was managing the Prinny X Amber page, you know, just trying to, you know, get down with the kids, get the views. Then I was like, well, I have a personal page. Let me just start doing some random shit because that's what TikTok's about.
Yeah,
it's kind
literally.
Of like, it's not what I like about it. It's like no inhibitions. Like, no one cares if you look good. It's just like,
I'm here and I'm
be
doing
yourself
it.
Content. So I was looking through my drafts and Corvette. Obviously, there's two takes. So there's one that I've shared. There's like another one that's like even more scary.
Which one did you send to me? The one that you posted?
The one that I posted, yeah. The other one's like, is everyone all right?
You
at
need
home?
To watch that one.
It's like more mad. So I said drafts and I'm just like, fuck it. Like, who cares? Like, I'm not literally. Wearing a wig. Like, so what? Like, I'm dancing like Sasquatch. So what? Like, this is me. This is my banner. Take me as I am. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, literally. No, I'm so happy. Honestly. Oh, God. Obviously, I watched it about 10 times already.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, literally.
Do you still find it funny?
I find it so fucking hilarious. God, you look like a fucking bunny rabbit.
I look crazy. And it's just the face. It's the hands. It's everything.
It's the hands, the face. It's just... You're so excitable in video.
Mate, I'm going to do more. I was learning, if it's up, then it's stuck. I was learning that. I was learning the Natasha Bedingfield. Staring at the blank page before you.
Open up the dirty
Listen,
window.
These things are worse than Chloe Ting.
Oh my God, yeah, it takes so much energy.
Mate, I was doing, if it's up, then it's wall chow. I needed to sit down. I only did about 4 tries and I was like, it's okay for me.
That's like when I was learning Savage. It's such a basic dance, but
it's just
when you watch it, you think, oh yeah, I can do that. Then you start doing it and you're like, wait, hang on, what? The arm goes like.
Also, you know what? Obviously, I've been on the TikTok, so I've been investigating. What I've realized is if you're not a dancer, give the moves about 60%. When you do too much,
it shows
because you're like, you're trying to do this. It's not that. If you do the light one, I'm a savage. Just move the arm a little bit. Classy, mm-hmm. bougie. Then you get like the sexy. When you're trying to get all diversity.
Yeah, no, don't
it's
work.
Not the diversity. They're killing it on TikTok, you know.
They are doing bits. I love that. I know you can take it.
Yeah.
I know you want to see me nick. That pops up on my reels all the time. I'm like, if I see this,
I really fancy
the tall light skin one.
Yeah.
But it's gay.
I know, yeah. Okay, because I didn't know, but I got that vibe.
It's just
but
so
it's okay because I still actually fancy
you. No,
him.
I still fancy you, but it's like.
He's so attractive.
Such a, like, not waste of time because I can't even shoot my shot. Like, what's the point?
I could be his friend, though.
Yeah, we can definitely be.
Maybe we can,
mate.
Like, spoon, like, as friends.
Yeah, that's normal. Yeah.
Is that like. Sorry, this is so off topic. Would that be seen as a bit like me being a creep? Like, if I know somebody is gay, they obviously don't, but I like them and I'm a bit...
I mean, obviously,
is that a bit
you
like,
still ask for
is that consent.
Consent?
Is that, I need consent, yeah, because that's a bit, like, scary.
It's still, yeah, you still ask for consent, but I feel like it's more acceptable because, like, nothing's going to get down and dirty because he's just not interested in you one bit.
He's not interested, but them moves, man, them effortless sways.
Oh, I just see him holding his crutch.
And he's so sexy with the dog.
So,
why?
He's so smooth.
Hello.
You follow me? And I'm like, yes, I am here for the taking. Take me then, Andre. I told you I'm going to go for some of it.
Half the time we laugh at such like inside jokes.
Dumb things, yeah, no, literally.
That was me. We had there was something that we had to wake up early for, and I was like, 6:45, slap me now, Andre. If you don't know that meme, then
guys,
I don't know for you.
If you don't know that video is so old.
It's
that
so
came out
old,
when I was in like early secondary school. Okay, can I just do a quick background?
Yeah, do it. While
it's a grandma and like their grandchild. And
is it a grandma?
Or like his like carer.
Okay, yeah.
And they're on the bus and Andre, the son, the child, is being really naughty and proper chatting back. He's like, don't look at me. I hate you. I'm going to call social services. And she's like, keep going. Keep going. And then, and she's like, I hate you. And she says something like, I'll slap you. I'm going to slap you. And
she switched.
And that's like, slap me then, Andre. I told him I'm going to go to prison for you. I told him I'm going to go to prison for you.
Nah, it's the way she just switched it up.
She's like I've had enough of this kid. And then people are looking at him and he's like, stop looking at me. That kid needed a slap, bruv. You're right.
I'm so sorry, guys. I did take a COVID test and I am negative. I'm just saying in case people worry they're going to get COVID through the phone. It's literally hay fever. Like, why does hay fever just really get me? Like, it's not, you know what it is? It's not actually fair. Like, on a scale of one to fair, I just feel like...
this is not fair.
Like, I can't be getting all, like, low iron. Then you want to slap me with hay fever.
Yeah,
you want to slap me with everything that's, like, inconvenient to my life. I'm trying to have a whole girl summer. How am I going to have a whole girl summer with dry, crusty, crying eyes, literally. Drizzly nose?
I was walking to the park the other day, and by the time I got to the park... all I had was lines down my makeup because my eyes was just tearing that much. Did you see that tweet that was like, COVID didn't take me out for a whole year, but hay fever like literally wiped me out in like one day. And it's literally like that. It's so me.
Can I say something?
Go on.
How come hay fever wasn't mad last year? Think about it.
Because no one was outside. Do you think they're pumping the pollution?
I think they're pumping... See where I'm going with it. Yeah, no,
no, listen,
I think they're pumping pollen.
Because I don't
air.
Get hay fever like this in other countries, you know.
It's mad. They did a bit of pumpy.
They are pumpy pumping. Don't get me started on my conspiracy theories. I'm not allowed to talk about that,
but,
on here.
Yeah, you're not allowed anymore. But just for recap purposes, anyone who maybe is just listening for the first time, hi.
Hi, welcome.
Amber thinks that the government pump up the clouds, that they have a cloud machine.
Yes, they do. And it's not a cloud machine, right? One. Two, is actually like, if you fucking Google the fact, it's there, it's fact. That's what it is. And you're pissing me off now because...
I'm no pissing
gonna,
you off.
No one's going to take me seriously. But I do believe that they pump synthetic clouds into the sky. I'm Googling
and
it.
You know, don't Google it. We're just going to leave it there because you know what this is? This is not a fact-based podcast, okay? We're here for a good time, not a long time,
yeah,
not
literally.
A real time or not a serious time.
Yeah, we're just here for the vibes.
We're here for the vibes. So without further ado, Amber. Let's get into the news. I've been literally living under hay fever rocks. I have no clue what's going on, so I'm counting on you to give me the updates.
I'll be honest, nothing's really been happening in the streets.
The streets are dry.
And I think the streets are dry because everyone's getting ready for next week.
Oh.
If you don't know what next week is, guys, it's when the doors open.
There's so much sexual tension between me and April 12.
There's so much sexual tension.
Lips me.
Like, lips. Oh my God, one of our listeners was like, get me and Prinny outside because of our description of lips in last week or like the week before. But it's like...
Sorry, can I just break up the news before we go and just give a bit of a life update?
What have you done?
Nothing yet.
Oh, yet? I like it.
So, like, obviously, you know, like, this is our year.
Yep.
Let me catch my breath. This is
our
year.
Oh, my God, sorry. What? Quickly, hold that thought. We said this in 2019. We was like, yeah, 2020 is the year dipping and doing it, dating.
We're fucking dipping and doing it. No, listen, shall I tell you what? This is by fire, by force.
Yeah, I'm actually
okay?
dipping and
I
I'm
don't
doing.
Care if the streets are closed. I'm outside.
There.
So... obviously, we've been saying, you know, we're dipping and doing. And also, I'm letting go of all my inhibitions. Like, usually...
sorry, you know me.
Inhibitions, it's like, I don't know, I'm not a dictionary, but it's kind of like things that maybe restrict you.
Okay.
Like, just letting it go.
Yeah. Sorry.
And you always put me on the spot, and then I feel dumb because I'm like, I don't know. But I know.
It makes sense.
And yeah, usually, you know, when things happen in my life, I always give a bit of buffer time. So it's like not real time. But now I'm like, fuck it. It's my podcast. Hello, my name's on the ting thing. And I'm going to give you real time updates because we're here for a good time.
Oh my God.
So Pretty Ray might be start going on dates soon.
Oh!
Okay, it's getting crazy.
It's getting crazy.
But hear this plot twist. You know, I've been gagging. I'm up for it. I've been gagging. And... when it came down to the crunch, like we had the date and time, shaking.
Oh, for God's sake.
I was I was like, wow, like this is a lot. What am I going to do? What am I going to say? Don't paint my nails.
Yeah,
like,
no, literally.
Literally all of this stuff in my brain. And then I went down the rabbit hole. So I'm in the rabbit hole and I'm like, nah, I don't want to go on the date because I want to have a whole girl summer. So what if like I go on a date and it goes well, then I'm like all in a like ting ting and I'm not going to have fun. And I was like, this is, whoa.
Oh yeah.
Like, it was a lot. But anyway, I'm a bit over that. We had to reschedule due to, COVID, like shops were closed. We were going to go on Sunday. We're going to go for a nice little walk and everything was closed. And then it was like, nah. So we're going to reschedule.
Nice.
And my brain is, I'm flowing.
I feel like I know who this might be.
I don't think you do. These are the things I do in secret.
Is this a new person?
These are the things I'm
If me and Prinny don't get along, it's for reasons like this. Like,
who do you think
I talk to a person and literally before I've even sent a text, I voice note her like, never guess who I'm talking to.
Unless
sparks news on at me. At you lot. Because this is the first time I've fucking
heard about
this.
Who do you think
this.
It is? Do
that guy that was like, do you want to go for coffee? And he was like shaking in your boots.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so these one know about him as well.
Oh, yeah, they do. And the outfit. Guys, and I didn't know what to wear.
Oh, yeah, what do you wear?
And you know what?
You have to do rich walking the dog.
So this weather is just really like, it's just doing my nut in. Like, it looks hot, but it's cold.
Mm, it's winter.
But I'm happy I didn't go because ended up going to the park same day with my friend. That's when the hay fever stuff happened.
Oh, could you imagine that happening?
Do you know what I mean? Getting all scratching my nose and doing that scratchy throat thing.
Sorry, guys, if anyone hates that sound.
Can you imagine?
Yes, but...
So you know what? Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, literally.
I'm in control. So that's my update, guys. I'm open. I've come a long way on this
pod. Yeah, you have.
Because I wasn't
But I just want to let you know, don't be afraid to have a good date either.
Nah.
Because date like two and times. Three could go to shit. Like, you don't know. So don't think, oh, scary, first date's going to go well, then we're married. No.
No, you know what I like? I just like, I like giving it all the talk behind the scenes. I like hyping it up. And then I'm like, I'm really busy. Like, my schedule, I'm so booked. Like, I can't see you this year. Like, that's my love language.
Okay.
Just, like, giving it all the chat. And then when it comes down to it, it's like, whoa!
Scary! So yeah, do you know what? I feel the same.
And it's been, for me, it's been a long time.
Yeah, but when's the last time you went on a date? 2019.
With who? I went on a date in 20... I went
Did
on a date.
Did you not go and eat chicken wings in 2019? With this guy who, like, you knew from before. And it was like, you know, kind of had fancying vibes there. But, like, we was just, like, testing the waters. Or was that an old story?
Chicken wings?
Or food. I don't know. Barber food.
I don't know.
I might be making it up.
Now. Oh, no. You know what? It's one of those, like... He might think it's a date, but it's not.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah, yeah. I just went to eat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, fine. So it weren't a date. Yeah,
I haven't been on a proper first date in years.
Oh my God, yeah, God. I haven't been on one in like a year now. I might be going on a date.
See, you doing things in secret as well.
I might be going to the zoo.
Oh my God, wow. It's very serious.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Look. Oh,
sorry, guys. We're doing sign language on who it is. Now I'm talking to Bear Man at once.
Literally, every time she messages me, like, "Oh my God, my man," I'm like, "Which one?"
No, guys. So my man did the work for me. So this is my new man's, guys, and
the date one, the zoo one.
The new one.
Okay.
Yeah. And he like reacted to one of my like really funny stories that I posted, which wasn't off me. It was a TikTok of this guy. Fine. And I was like, oh my God, he's like trying to get in. Cool, chatting. Then he like disappears. Fine, it's Easter with the fam. Like, I get it. Like, it's fine. But in my head, I'm like, why are you not laughing at like my videos? Like, cause I'm so funny. Like,
Maybe it's like
he's trying to get
too much.
Yeah. And then I get another message and I'm like, oh my God, Eager Beaver texts me like twice in one day, like, okay.
Oh.
And he's just sending another laughing face to another TikTok video I posted. So he's like, do you not find me funny? And then, wait, this is the worst bit. This is the worst bit. this guy's too funny, send me his Instagram. I was like,
oh, you get me off this fucking podcast. I can't even breathe.
I was like, so I'm not funny. It's basically what I say. All I got from this conversation is you don't find me funny. And now I'm upset and I'm just giving you this guy's Instagram and now what? My job here is like where do we go from here?
No, DKM. Right, so he took the insert and he's out.
Out.
Okay.
No nothing.
Yeah, it's a bit mad still. Well, maybe, you know what? Thinking like him, because you know I'm also a weird person, maybe he like that was his angle, but yeah. Then he ran out of lines. So he's like, you know what? Let me chill on this and then I'll come back on something
else.
Yeah,
but like, I'd like ask him a question.
What did you say?
What did you say? It was about our painting underneath masks. And I was like, oh yeah, what? Do you want to join the gang? And he didn't say yes or no. He just said me. And then
was it relevant?
Yeah, it was relevant. I'm not trying to say the whole conversation. But my man might be listening.
Babes, if you're listening,
I love you. I'm asking for it. I'm dying for it.
I was gonna say slide back in the DMs, but I love you as well. Like, I mean, we could just take it there.
But yeah, anyways, back to the main thing. I might be going to the zoo. Don't know what the fuck I'm gonna wear.
That's better than mine. I want to go to the zoo.
I was meant to be going to a bar with drinks, and then got changed to a zoo after like this very long, deep conversation we had about star signs. So I was like, why are we changing to the zoo? I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to get me drunk. But in my head, I'm like, you're going to bring some really tinnies. Lovely. Like, cause I'm trying to drink and see some lions, you know?
The zoo is really lovely. I think I'd realise mine's a pre-date. It's a pre-date.
It's a pre. Check the it's waters. A, walk.
It's
see.
A let's not get carried away.
Yeah.
Let's just like, hashtag vibe, which it could be a vibe. And then.
Take it from there.
I need to have my whole girl summer.
Yeah.
Honestly, all I'm trying to line them up.
I just want date.
And then August, I start doing assessment centre.
Yeah. Checking the CVs.
We do the final round interviews on the Tuesday after Carnival weekend.
Oh, yeah, great. Because you might find someone at Carnival.
Do you know what I mean? You never know.
A lot of love stories come from Carnival.
You've got to keep the options open. And then, you know, we're in great timing to do, like, settle down.
Birthday.
We're getting to Christmas. Fabulous.
Winter Wonderland, New Year. Bob's your uncle.
Are you guys with me? We're fucking so crazy. Crazy. Well, I'm not desperate because I'm not really on it. I just want gifts. I want nice things.
Her love language is acts of service.
No, gifts. My love language is actually quality time.
Mine is quality time and then physical touch.
Mine is quality time and then might be words of affirmation, I think.
I think mine goes quality time, physical touch, words of affirmation. But is those three are the top three?
I could do without physical touch. Get off me.
No, I need to. Like, why don't you want to cut the cuddle? Why don't you see me in the room and think, oh, my girl, let me give her a kiss on the head or something? Do you know what I mean? Do you not love me? Why don't you want to touch me? Every time you see me.
I only feel like that when it's like, when you're in the bed and then it's like, why are you facing the wall? Like,
do you know?
Do you hate me?
I feel like.
Do you hate me?
Our love languages are what we have brought up.
Yeah, it's from our childhood. Yeah,
and my childhood has very been physical touch and quality time. And what, like, my mum, you know, is constantly like kiss on cheeks, like rubbing, like things like that. So that's how I understand love. Like, if you don't do that to me, then that means you don't love me. It's very weird. So I had a very hard time my last ex. It's like, you basically don't fucking love me because you don't want to stroke my arm when you walk past me.
No, it's just like, why do you hate me?
Yeah, no, literally. You literally hate my guts. I feel really triggered. Anyways, let's get into it.
Let's get into
the
news.
It's been half an hour and like we haven't even started our podcast.
You guys love the updates.
So as I was saying, the street is pretty quiet because everyone's getting ready for Hot Girl Summer next week. There are a few bits in the news though. So, you know, we're just going to take it there. And I'm going to start it off.
Sorry, TikTok. I was closing it.
I'm going to start it off. So, for all of our cruelty-free we should all be wanting or heading towards a more cruelty-free future anyways. But just to let you guys know that Alexander McQueen and Balenciaga have now confirmed fur-free policies. So they've joined a host of other luxury clothing brands who have also confirmed being fur-free. So this is great. I think this is really amazing for the fashion industry. They've had loads of trouble with, like, you know, cruelty-free protesters and stuff. And I just think, like, why does it need to be real? Like, literally.
Yeah.
You know? Just give me some fake fur. Like, it's not
I
that
think,
deep.
Yeah. People I think if you give... There's a lot of brands that do, like, really good quality. Like, obviously, you don't want, like, the knockoff Nige, like, from the market type.
Oh, no, of course
you want,
not.
Like, a bit of, like, effort that went into it.
Yeah, luxury fake fur.
But, yeah, like, leave the animals alone.
Yeah.
I say rabbits, that, then I'd be foxes. Going Nando's, but...
Yeah, do you know what? This is very contradictory.
It's hard, it is. It's hard.
Because you can't say no cruelty free. But I think, oh God, actually, I don't even want to start if I go into...
No, go. I'll help you out.
Okay, no one come from my throat. This is just an open conversation, all right? I think the torture of the animals for, like, makeup, fashion and stuff can be different to, like, free range, organic.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, yeah, I'm not talking about caged hens. That is obviously ridiculous as well. Yeah. And they go under the same bar as, like, the kind of, you know, testing the little rats or whatever. But I think when we eat meat, you know, I try to go for free range and be a bit more nice in the treatment of the animal.
Yeah. And also, I mean, to that point, it's part of nature. It's like the natural cycle, like, we eat animals eat animals. It's kind of, it's
that's the thing, we've been really excessive with it.
Yeah, I think it's just like the way, I don't know, I'm trying to think of, like, fancy schmancy way of saying, like, it's just the way it is. But with, like you said, what they do in the beauty industry or the fashion industry, that's not actually, like, it's not a necessity, I think, is the word I'm looking for. It's not a necessity. We don't need to test things on animals. We don't need to, like, kill them to wear them. It's not actually, like, who does it benefit?
Yeah.
It's very just, like, fueling the whole, like, consumerist society, which is not needed. Whereas actually eating red meat or fish and stuff is nutritionally beneficial.
Yeah.
So that's where I see the argument. And then you lead on to trying to be more organic or try and just reduce your intake or vary your diet, XYZ. It's how you, like, balance it, I think.
Yeah. But great news for Balenciaga and
Balenciaga.
Alexander McQueen. Quick point. Do you see that Seaspiracy documentary on Netflix?
Pardon, say that again?
Seaspiracy?
No.
So it's this documentary. I haven't watched it.
How do you,
like,
say it? What's the word?
Seaspiracy.
S-E-A. Oh, C. Oh, okay. I've seen the name. Yeah, right.
So, yeah, loads of people.
What, Seaspiracy?
Like,
like conspiracy.
Oh shit.
Piracy, I was like, the fuck is a sea piracy?
Fuck, I'm so dumb.
I think that's maybe what they're trying to
do. Conspiracy, yeah, I think it is. And loads of people like, I'm going vegan, fuck this, fuck that, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So
them documentaries don't work on me, you know.
Do they not?
I'll watch it and I'll be like, yeah, bet, like, I get it. But mama gotta eat. I know that sounds so,
like... Do you think,
like,
you could go... I'm not saying you should, but I'm just, like, as a question, do you think you could go meat-free for, like, 5 days out of the week?
I've done, like, for a month, I've done, like, vegan lifestyle. Like, I can do
it. Yeah, but you just like meat.
It's just my thing.
It's just my thing.
I have. And also, I think living... When I live with my family, it's just... from a place of convenience. If my mum has cooked, I'm not going to there be doing my own separate, like, just eat what's there.
When
I cook for myself or live alone, then I think I can curate that kind of lifestyle. Mm. So I would do more, like, I'll probably eat more fish when I cook or substitute all of that stuff. But I'm just lazy.
Yeah, got you.
So we'll see. Watch this space. I could be a vegan next year.
Oh,
who
my
knows?
God.
How random would that be?
Yeah, so basically, guys, have you seen the Mugler? I can't pronounce this word. Is that right? Mugler?
I think so. Mugler.
Mugler SS21 collection is now out.
It's giving sex.
It is giving a whole lot of loveliness.
Honestly, they really know how to give, like, shapes, body.
Yeah, patterns, like,
more shapes.
Structures.
I think it's like they really have the perfect balance between androgyny and femininity.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm edgy, I'm out there, but I'm still a sexy woman.
I agree. And I the thing is, these are items that, like, you know, if my money was talking, I would buy, you know?
If my money could talk.
If my money could talk. Like, I love this black dress, for instance, right?
Let me see,
It's not showing it now. God, who is that model?
But you know what I find, like, crazy? Obviously, it's like the ready-to-wear collection. I'm just like, ready-to-wear where?
To the street.
Like, where am I? Like, honestly, if you think about it, where are you wearing half of this stuff to? But that, well, I guess that's why, like, it's so expensive, because it's,
yeah, you're not just gonna wear it down the pub to, like, meet somewhere. Faye, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Not Faye.
Why is the dress just not loading?
You're on the Wi-Fi. Oh, guys, can I just apologize again for my voice on this episode? I really cannot breathe. Look at me being so dedicated and coming to work when I need an oxygen mask.
I'm done. Don't speak those things into existence. Mate. It's just not working.
What did it look like? Describe it. It's the, like, dress, black. And it's cut out. And yeah. It's the boobies, the tartars.
No. I'm nearly there. Oh, I like this.
Let's see.
That's a really nice dress.
Oh, the kind of is it like holographic?
Yeah, almost. Colour effect.
I'm getting really good with my fashion definition. Yeah, terms.
You really are. You're doing.
I'm really in my BAG.
You're doing BITS. This is the dress, I found it.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. She's wearable.
She's so wearable.
She's wearable. It's fabulous.
I love it. And I really like the tights with the.
I really want you to do that hair, you know, like a wet look all the way back. But maybe your hair needs to be shorter. Darker.
Me?
Yeah, why not?
But the thing is, if I brush it all the way back, I end up getting waves, so it doesn't go straight. I just have waves.
You're going to have to figure it out, babe. You're going to have to get the hairspray and get the tings.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to straighten it and then go. So all the way back in a bun, or no, just all the way back and it's out?
All the way back down, like that wet look, and the curls are just like, you know when you do the shmur shmur?
Is it going to look like a jerry curl?
Like a loose jerry curl, yeah.
Not the jerry curl.
A loose jerry curl.
I see that.
And I see it on, like, I'm thinking, even though it's like SS collection, I'm actually seeing this being worn in
winter.
Yeah, like a late fall. I'm seeing like a smoky eye.
I'm seeing like a long fake fur.
Yeah,
jacket. With like a chain bag. And like,
but also
really plain.
Plain is a good word, because I feel like it's very like dressed up, but it's like I'm unbothered.
I'm
like,
really,
this is
unbothered.
Just like, me, this is what I do. That's why my hair is the wet look, because it's like I just out the shower need to.
Yeah.
You know who does it? I'm gonna find an inspo picture. Zendaya's done this hair before.
All the way back,
very slick, and then it's like loose. I'm styling your life here. This is fabulous stuff.
I need styling for my Zoo Day.
I know. What are we doing the event? I need to work on that. Look at my projects.
What event?
My clients. I'm not delivering the deliverables. You're going to a ting. You're going to
Party. Yeah, on the 24th. Yep.
I got all these clients. Guys, I'm actually, no, genuinely, like, no jokes aside, I really want to take styling seriously.
Go for it.
Because I've really wanted to do it. And I think, you know, if I put my little brain box together.
Yeah. Start off as the pages. You know, when people like do like.
I hate that shit.
I know. Out. Yeah. But you have to show that like your brain works.
Yeah. I also just need to like.
Or you can just dress me and just take pictures of me.
I need to get back onto this like an Instagram shit.
Oh, I hate Instagram.
I'm not there. I'm on TikTok.
I hate Instagram. I post what I post. Fuck the hashtags. Fuck everything. If you follow me, follow me. If you don't, you don't. Like, I'm done.
I've been trying to
grow my Instagram for like 10,000 years. It just doesn't work.
I'm trying to transition. I've decided that I just want to be a content creator, and that could mean anything.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be because I feel like when you go down the route of is that American slang? When you go down the route of you go down that route of fashion influencer, quote unquote, and the page is just always the same. Like, everything needs to be like aesthetic. Where's your location? Like the bag, the detail post, like where's your outfit from? Whereas I just want to be chill. Like one day I want to be fabulous. One day I want to be in a tracksuit. One day I want to do a weird pose.
Yeah.
I want to do weird shit. Like just be like, Corvette, hey, Corvette. I'm just cooking. I'm just Corvette. Like I just want it to be more of like a reflection of me, my personality, which encapsulates all those different things and not like that fake one.
Outfits I'm not even going to wear.
This is the thing. You wear the heels and it's just to the car, get changed, jump out, take the picture.
Like,
throw
I'm not
it off.
Even wearing these heels. They've not even seen the light of day in like 2 years. Where am I? Who am I lying to?
Yeah, I just really want to be me. So I'm gonna try and jump back on once I like situate my life and stuff, like emotionally, mentally, physically. Because we have bought a lot of clothes recently.
Yeah,
I did an
ASOS shop.
What did you buy? Tell me more.
I just bought a few really random things. When it came, I'd forgotten what I'd ordered.
Not like, me dribbling. Oh,
you little nasty
child.
You little freak nasty. and nothing fits. Because I'm fat. And,
stop saying that.
Everything is going back.
What did you get then? I might want to buy something.
I bought just a plain white shirt that's staying because I don't have one. I bought these nice kind of mint green tracksuit bottoms. High-waisted, but they're bare tight up on like the bum and hips. And it's like, I just want some looseness.
Show me a picture.
I'll have to take one when I go home. Mm. I bought this this like top, which is long sleeved, and it's like that, and then you cross over the string tie it. Yeah, awful. The rolls were hanging, the titties, like the nipples were like trying to like poke out. It was just, it's not for the wide breast titty girl them.
Right, okay.
You know,
it's like flat.
Yeah, like my boobs start quite wide. Like,
sorry, I understand your point. Yeah, you need the cleavage.
The cleavage, because otherwise it's just like bare chest and it's a bit scary. And I bought this, this black corset.
Corset.
And I think that's all right, but my belly's stressing me out at the bottom. It's bare, like, blop, poking through.
Do you want to join my program?
What are you doing?
It's a free... Well, you already know I'm on some bullshit.
You're some bullshit.
It's a free program. 3 months to change your life.
Okay.
Pick up really good habits.
Yeah.
Stick to it.
Yeah.
3 months time. I've already put it in my calendar. 3 months from today, my life has changed. I've
already said
it. Yeah,
because it takes 21 days to form a habit.
So, I woke up today.
Yeah.
6:55.
Yeah.
After going to bed really late, and I went on my walk.
Oh, wow. Well done.
And it was... Like, listen, by 9 o'clock, I was like, wow, is this why people wake up early?
Was he like really buzzing?
Do you know how much I got done?
Oh, yeah.
That blew my mind that I did like half of the things on my to-do list before
by
9.
9 a.m.
Usually 9, I'm faffing around.
Yeah, literally like
singing.
Oh, make a coffee for
yeah, me. Like doing weird shit. So yeah, I'm really going to stick to it. I did a few walks over the bank holiday as well. And also, it helps mentally to get me prepared and make sure I'm utilizing my time in the day. And also, it's going to help me get rid of them back, the little roll thing on my back.
Oh, God, yeah.
So it's all in. So if you, do you know what I mean? So you can walk, not necessarily, because I know for me, fitness, I don't care enough to go to the gym. Yeah. I can lie and say I'm going to pay for the gym membership. I've been paying Kira London for how many months now? I've done 5 classes. I've been paying for months. I need to cancel that. I need that £15 back. I'm not going to do it. So I need to just do something that's like I can control and I might see incremental changes, but I'm not like overexerting myself.
Yeah.
I think you're quite similar to me. Like you want to do the like
I want
body
to
thing,
do
but
it,
you're not, your mind is not there.
Yeah. But my only difference is when I get into that
you
mind
used to be
and
really
gym,
good, yeah.
I'm so good. Like, I'm so strict with it. But it takes me a long time to get back into that groove because once I'm out, I'm out.
Start with walking.
Today I downloaded Couch to 5K.
Oh, sick.
I know.
Start with walking, right?
It's like you walk 1 minute, you run 30 seconds, you walk.
Okay.
Like, yeah, kind of thing. I just need to get up and do it.
It's a mindset thing.
It is a mindset thing.
And you know what the shift was for me? I've been telling everyone about it. You might not find it inspirational, but I watched the Biggie documentary. Came up on Netflix. I don't know if it's new. It's called like a story to tell or something.
Yeah.
And I'm really, you know me, I'm quite urban. I am, you know, I'm really into my rappers. I'm into my 90s, 2000s, my raps, you know, here and abroad. So I really get inspired by like stories of like people in the music industry. So
why do you think I'm like filming everything we do?
I know, because then
that was from the Biggie doc as well. He's like, yeah, he'll just be like rolling the thing, you know. We just go out and he's rolling.
We just put it in like rolling the cam, the bear trees.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? So I watched it, and it was just really like, I don't know. I get really weird takeaways that people don't get. My key takeaway was like, just put your fucking head down and hustle and go for your dreams.
Yeah,
because it's actually there. It's just you might need to sacrifice a few things and you can actually get there so much quicker. Like if I put my head down for 3 months and really utilize my time, I could probably achieve more than I achieved in the whole of like 2019.
Yeah. So I get that, and I'm like, yes, if I just work really hard, like just now, just get my head down and do it, then I can like live a life of comfort and happiness. And then I get really conflicted with, life is so short. Like, tomorrow's not promised. Do I want to sacrifice that day of working when I can go and like make memories with my friends?
Yeah, but the memories are just the same. But it's not. Like, there's a few things, don't get me wrong. If it was like a once in a lifetime opportunity to go and do something that's like never going to happen again, yeah. I get that. But like, when I hang around with my friends, we just say the same thing, we do the same thing. I might have missed, like, I don't get FOMO. I used to get really bad FOMO.
Oh, I don't FOMO.
Because I just feel like,
I want to be everywhere.
Just tell me the story and I'll probably laugh as if I was there. It wasn't really that funny, was it? But yeah, and I understand your point about life's too short, but like, God willing, I don't die in 3 months. Like, I'm not thinking I'm going to die. Yeah. If it's for the sake of saying like 3 months versus painfully trying to get there in 8.
Well, guys, check back in with us next week to see if
I'm on it. I've already set my thing. July the 6th, my life is going to change.
Oh, my God.
I had to put. And I'm going to start doing little manifest post-it notes.
Around the room.
I'm really in that kind of like...
Good. And I hope you don't come out of it. I hope you stay.
Oh, so do I. Really.
Because I get like, you know, in 3 a.m. you're like, I'm going to change my life. Tomorrow, I don't care. I'm going to wake up 7 o'clock, I'm going to do this, start writing shit down. And tomorrow comes, you're like, I'll do it tomorrow.
Who, me or you?
No, me. That's what I'm like. We've gone on the wildest tangent.
I know, what we talking about? Mugler. Yeah, we were, weren't we? God. Mugler.
What did you like?
So, generally, like, I just think the whole thing was giving, like, baddie addy, sexy shapes, all of that good stuff. I was here for it, but also I was just a bit conflicted because it's like it's ready to wear, but like, where am I wearing it?
Yeah. Ooh.
But I really did like the kind of cutout jeans that Bella Hadid was wearing.
Bella Hadid.
She's so sexy.
I honestly love her. I can't believe she's my age, mate. That's what scares me.
Things like that just make me gag.
They make me sick.
See, this is why I'm walking at 7 a.m. trying to get my shit right. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God, I was taking a video of myself. I was doing something on the weekend. And you know, you watch a video and you're like, why so rolly? Like, it's a cutout top. Like, why is everything spilling?
And the thing is, I only like fat shame myself literally the week before my period as well.
Oh, are you on?
Yeah, I'm coming on. Oh. And I am honestly, like, yeah, the only person that fat shames me.
Yeah, because
no one actually cares, but I care.
No, I don't think they don't care. I just think that you're probably a bit hard on yourself.
Yeah, you know what
anyway,
I mean?
These, look. Yeah, they look boring. They look boring in the front, but it's like, so much drama in the back.
Yeah, love that.
Like, I could wear this. The other stuff, I don't know. I think I'm still mentally in lockdown. Like, you know, now people are trying to like dress up as if they're going out. My brain is still in a tracksuit.
I'm literally like panicking. I've been giving it all the big talk to all my friends. Like, yeah, like I'm dressing to the nines. Mm. Like, I've been giving it all fucking that.
Mm.
Ask me what I'm wearing because I ain't got no clue.
I don't know how to dress.
You know who's my best friend?
Who?
Dita the Pop. I just look on Opoly and I see what I like. I put the name in Depop and guess what's there in my size? The outfit. Guys, Depop is your friend for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we love Depop.
I don't know what I'm going to wear. So one half of me is like, dress up to the nines. Like, you've been locked away for so long. Mm. Like, give the people what they want to see. And the other part of me is like, why are you running fast?
Mm.
Like, calm down. Fashion is not going anywhere. You can still look cute without, like, doing up TTM, which is too much.
I don't know. I'm halfway between a tracksuit and very, like, effortless. Like, yeah. You might see my nipple, but that's about it.
Obviously, next week the streets are opening. And now with these weather conditions, it's like, ridiculous. What do you wear? Like, is it mad if I'm, like, out and I've got a scarf with me? Or should I be, like, shivering in a dress without tights?
Listen, let me tell you something. Bad bees don't wear scarves, okay? And if you're going to wear a scarf, make it look a cute one. Don't be getting all Amber Lux over here. Lux to Nux. She wears them scarves, like Paddington Bear scarves.
Excuse me.
Proper, like the one your mum's like, you forgot your scarf,
my
darling.
Grandma knitted all my scarves for me.
Don't, you see, now when you do that, yeah. Now you make it seem like I'm coming for grandma. Don't come and add I'm not coming for grandma, okay? I'm coming for you. Those are the scarves that you wear when you're like, you go in shop, you just go in here, you're going for a tea, you go in, you know, like the day to day. Not when you're fully like, dressed to the nines underneath. Then you come with your, like, mum said I can't leave without my jacket and my scarf
but she
on.
She says that.
Get a scarf that's appropriate for the night out. It's just it gives such kiddie vibes. Like, my dad just dropped me off. Sorry, just needs it. Let me just adjust myself.
No, I'm one of those people that hates the cold. So, like, I have a fear of being cold. So I'm like, do I need a vest?
She's the type of person, literally, she's the type of person that will wear a vest and a fleece and then goes to the toilet and change quickly, like, and pack her stuff in, like, you know, there are people with the big bags and they squeeze everything in, like, hi guys, I'm here. They're like using their fist to punch down their five layers into the bag. The bag is screaming, okay?
Do you know why?
It's you. It is. You'd be the biggest bag and the biggest shit.
When we used to go to the club, I used to have this really small Minnie Mouse like rucksack, which is like my raving bag. And I used to stuff my fleece jacket in it. Guys, if you used to follow me on Snapchat years ago, well, not that many years ago, but and you'd always see me out and I'd be like, I've got the M&S fleece on because it gets cold in the club. So I'd literally just be like rocking my M&S fleece on.
No. Upgrade. You need to upgrade. Yeah.
Shout out, Beyonce. But yeah, no, guys, I do think let's dress weather accordingly.
Mm.
I think there's no need to be shivering your timbers just to like... Yeah,
shiver me timbers.
And you know, obviously we're not here to tell people what to wear. We've made it really clear that we're accepting of what people wear and what they do, but we can maybe... Is this called advice or like maybe our opinion? I personally don't think we need to dress up to the nines to go to the pub. I don't think high heels are a requirement.
Oh my God, people wear high heels to the pub?
Well, that's like some people's night out, you know? But I think we can just regulate the systems. And I also, that's all I have to say. You know, if you do want to wear a scarf, just take your scarf out. Don't listen to Prinny.
No, don't listen to me because I'm in all the time because I don't.
Yeah, because she don't dress appropriately.
I don't dress appropriately. I just think, you know, you have one life, okay?
It's like one pneumonia.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? One opportunity to just, I'm here, bitch. Like to walk in. Imagine you're walking in, like, you know, the streets have been closed. They're waiting for you. Everyone's sitting there ready to give you the round of applause.
You're the main character.
Doors open. And you're there in the fucking scarf and the big jacket and give me a second, just need to take my vest off. Like, no. That's not what people have been waiting for. They'd be like, is that Amber Lowe?
Oh, God, so much pressure. No, I feel loads. Do you feel any pressure amongst your girl groups?
I felt so much pressure. I went to meet my friend and it was like, I dressed a bit to the nines for the party. It was a bit scary. It was a lot. And, you know, I just felt like, oh, did I miss a moment? Did I do too much? For all but one second because...
And then it was fine.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing me.
This is how I am.
I'm fucking fabulous. And I had the sunnies on and it wasn't even that sunny, but they were on. And I was just in my own world, fabulosity. And I took your advice on if it don't match, it don't match, but it matches to me. So I'm wearing, I had a brown top and a black belt. It was mad. It was, in my head, I was shaking.
Yeah, yeah.
But in reality, no one's going to be like, wow, it's like brown and black.
That's yeah,
like
literally. And if they clash. Do, it's literally in their head and they don't care about it for like the next 2 seconds.
It's like, shut the hell up.
I've got a brown outfit on my mind and I'm like, God, I don't really have a jacket to wear with it. And I'm like, I'm just going to wear my vinyl coat.
Mm.
Oh, black and brown, kill me. Oh. Shoot. Slap me then, Andre.
Slap me then, Andre.
You know?
No, literally.
But I'm excitable. I'm ready.
I'm not, you know, I'm the opposite.
I'm not ready, like, clothes wise, but I'm ready to go and have a fucking drink.
I think I'm ready to just have the option to yes. be outside. I think yes. what's annoying me is that
we don't have
I don't
option.
Even have the option. I have to be in my house. Whereas I like to be in my house when it's my choice.
Yeah, yeah.
I decide I'm not going out, not Boris.
Yeah.
J. Johnson or whatever his name is. BJ. BJ. Yeah, so let's see what the. Let's see what life's. What let's see.
But
what
we
life
have to
brings.
Be out there because
I know we need stories to tell. I know
these
I know,
are stories. You know, guys. You
we
know,
do it all for content.
We've been scraping at these stories here.
Well, I think we have done a fantastic job keeping you guys entertained with our stupidity during
yeah,
the pandemic. It's been a year.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a
barely
whole
been outside,
year.
But inside we still cause trouble. How about?
In it no but literally like so what's the word
what mischievous oh no one even asked us
like literally nobody asked us.
I love it here though.
I love it. I
fucking love it.
We've come to that time of the episode.
That time item of the week.
Yeah.
I almost forgot it was my line.
Yeah, looking at you like, you got one job.
Oh, this cough, get me out.
Yeah, that is so all right, bad shit. At
I'm
least
going
I was
first.
Just nasally last week.
Shut up. All right, in the spirit of the weather just being like hashtag weird and not really knowing like how to dress.
Am I coming or am I going?
Literally, am I coming or am I going? I found this gorgeous independent brand called Rouv.
Nice.
I believe they're based in Europe because everything's in euros.
Would you look at that?
And they have like to die for knitwear pieces.
Oh, nice.
I can't tell you which one I'm gonna pick. I'm gonna pick one and put it on the website. That's styleandcitydiaries.com. And
yeah.
then you can kind of like peruse and find your way to the store. But it's just fabulous. They've got like sexy jumpsuits, they've got these knitwear kind of pants that has
it's like crochet.
It has buttons. It's not crochet. It has buttons so you can like open up and show a bit of sexy leg.
Oh.
The skirts is matching cardigans. It's just like I'm really in the season of giving body yaddy, like sex appeal but not sex appeal, like sex
it.
Appeal but make it classy.
I love it.
It is quite smenny. Like the jumpsuit's about like 80 odd euros. I think you get a pair of the pants for like 50, 60, 70 mm-hmm. or like it's around that, like
yeah, it's a bit
if you're
spending.
Getting a two piece you're spending over like 100 euros, which is like
I like it
pounds.
Though
but it's just so like it's so timely as well. Like I was worried, this has been my item of the week for a while, but I was just thinking weather wise like am I really recommending this to the girls, but it's cold so
yeah it is cold, but I feel like it. Especially the shorts and vest version I think it'll be fine.
So cute.
I gasped when you was talking because I saw a girl wearing your last week's item of the week.
No you didn't.
Green
I
jumper.
Completely forgot what it was. Oh on Insta.
Yeah,
House
yeah,
of Sunny.
Yeah, yeah.
Real fabulosity.
Just that, you know, and in my head I was like you're wearing my cousin's jumper. So my item is from what's it called?
We don't know.
I want to say individual. That's not the word. Independent.
Oh, independent. Yeah,
is from a UK independent brand designed in London. They're called Toffee, but they're spelled T-O-F-E, but it's pronounced Toffee.
Mm.
And it is their. It is this gorgeous dress. It's so I've gone opposite. I'm thinking I'm in the Caribbean.
Oh yeah,
I've got pina colada in hand.
Get into
and, like,
it.
My sexy new boyfriend is like
oh.
going to get more shots. And it's their Sade dress. So it's like a slip dress. It's chiffon material
chiffon.
With tie dye on it.
Mm. Okay.
And the back of it, so the front of it is cowl neck.
Can I see, sorry, while you're... Ooh, yeah.
The front of it is cowl neck, and then at the back it's got crisscross. And then where the material starts, like your lower back, that's also cowl neck. It's very sexy. And it literally just screams like, I'm that bitch.
Yeah.
And I think you need strappy sandal heels.
Yep, yep, yep.
You need your hair pinned back in a bun.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need really light, glowy, bronzy makeup. Like, so you're like literally shining, 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 shining through these streets. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that's £72. For the dress, so it's a bit spenny. They've also just got their new, so this from their old collection, they've actually just released a new collection, which I do love loads of pieces from as well, but I would have to go for their Sade dress. This way,
Sade. So you can find all the details, all the links on styleandcitydiaries.com. if you ever go to the website and don't see it there, don't fret,
it's coming.
Just maybe go back in a couple of hours or the next day and yeah,
it will be there.
But you'll always have like an archive of all the items we kind of ever posted since we started this series. Very good and consistent series here.
It's been very consistent.
Very consistent.
There's a martini moment for that.
Literally. Chin, chin.
Guys, have a lovely week. You know, like, stay blessed. You know, never stress. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
You know, just do what you be doing on the weekly.
Yeah, like, you know, things are about to change up. Just enjoy these last few minutes of laying in your bed and rolling from bed to work, you know.
Oh my God, literally.
That might be ending soon. Just, like, grasp it with both hands.
Ooh, hands, mama.
And we'll see you next week.
Ooh.
See ya. We don't want to be ya. Bye.